Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of remote work. And today, we're diving into something that plagues even the most organized among us. How to prioritize tasks effectively when you're working from home. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of emails, deadlines, and that ever-growing to-do list? Yeah, I get it. Working remotely can blur those lines between work life and personal life, making it harder than ever to figure out what needs your immediate attention. But fear not, friends. Because just like we learned to master the art of the virtual meeting, we can conquer this task prioritization beast too. Buckle up, because today we're unmasking 5 key takeaways that will have you feeling like a productivity ninja in no time. Firstly, ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. You don't need to tackle every single task on your list with the same level of intensity. Think about it. Some tasks are like that super energizing coffee, they need to be done first thing for maximum impact. Others are more like a relaxing afternoon tea, enjoyable, but not necessarily urgent. Learn to differentiate between must do and nice to have. That's where the magic of prioritization comes in. Secondly, embrace the power of lists, but make them smart lists. Instead of just jotting down everything that pops into your head, categorize your tasks. Group similar items together: emails, creative projects, administrative tasks, and then prioritize within each category. It's like creating mini maps for your workday, making it easier to navigate and conquer those mountains of to-dos. Thirdly, don't underestimate the power of time blocking. Think of it like scheduling a virtual lunch date with specific tasks. Allocate dedicated blocks of time in your calendar for particular projects or categories of work. This not only helps you stay focused but also creates a sense of structure and accountability. You know that feeling when you're about to start tackling something, but then suddenly remember you promised yourself an afternoon coffee break? Well, time blocking prevents those interruptions and keeps you on track. Fourthly, learn to say no, or at least, not right now. Remember, your time is precious. Don't let every request or demand derail your carefully crafted schedule. It's okay to politely decline tasks that don't align with your priorities or simply push them to a later date when you have more bandwidth. This might feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it's a crucial skill for remote work success. Finally, and this is the most important one, celebrate your wins. Take those small victories, big or small, and acknowledge your progress. A little self-care goes a long way in keeping you motivated and energized. So go ahead, treat yourself to that extra cup of coffee, put on your favorite playlist, or take a quick walk outside, you deserve it. Okay, let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine this. You're working on a super important project with a looming deadline, but then your inbox explodes with emails, your colleagues start popping up in chat asking for updates, and suddenly you feel like that hamster on a wheel running around frantically but not getting anywhere. Sound familiar? This is where our prioritization tips come into play. If you've already categorized your tasks and allocated time blocks for specific projects, it becomes easier to politely decline those distractions, without feeling guilty, and focus on what truly matters. Remember, that project with the deadline will be far less stressful if you tackle it strategically instead of getting caught in a whirlwind of interruptions. So, there you have it. 5 key takeaways to master task prioritization as a remote worker. Categorize your tasks, use smart lists, embrace time blocking, learn to say no when needed, and celebrate those wins along the way. Remember, friends, conquering this whole remote work thing is a marathon, not a sprint. It's about finding what works for you, staying flexible, and celebrating those small victories that keep you going. So, go forth, prioritize like a pro, and make those work from home days your own. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little productivity boost. Until next time, keep it real, keep it remote, and keep crushing it.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.